Adventure Box presents Timid Tim is Terrified, a story by Florence du Turcroset, illustrated by François Momont. Chapter 1. Princess in Danger. Tim was born into a family of brave knights, ready to dedicate their lives to saving innocent people. When Tim was old enough, he too became a knight. But there was a problem. There was no way Tim could save anyone. He didn't feel brave enough. Just the thought of a small scratch on his arm terrified him. His teeth started chattering and his legs quivered like leaves in the wind. Tim was timid. He was the most timid knight in the whole kingdom. However, Timid Tim had to go to a school for knights. Every day he learnt to ride a horse and use a sword. But his arm shook so much that he lost every fight. Timid Tim wished he had been born into a family of poets or musicians. That would have been much less dangerous. Being the worst knight in the class did have one advantage. It meant he did not have to go on the course for the best apprentice knights that happened each year on the other side of the country. They all went on a 3-day excursion to practice facing the worst dangers. That year, once again, Timid Tim found out he would be the only knight left at home. He was so happy to be able to relax in his room with no armour or sword, and in complete safety. But no sooner had the other knights left than Hector, the blacksmith's son, came to see Timid Tim. Hector was out of breath. He cried,
"A princess has been captured by that despicable Brutio. You must go and save her."
"Whoa," said Tim. "Not so fast. I'm on holiday. Firstly, I can't save anyone. And secondly, it would be madness to upset the abominable Brutio. And then there's the deep, dark forest and the monsters lurking behind trees. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Find another knight to rescue your princess,"
Hector insisted.
"Tim, you are the only knight left in the kingdom. You know that. You cannot abandon her to such a terrible fate."
Hector showed Tim a portrait of the young girl and said,
"She is so innocent. Just look at her."
"No, no, no," said Tim. "I don't want to see her. Stop talking about her. I'll have nightmares tonight. Go away, Hector."
Tim was upset. He needed to recover. So he shut and double-locked his bedroom door and curled up on his bed. He said to himself,
"It is not right to ask me to do such a thing, as if I was some kind of hero or Superman, or a knight even."
Then he noticed the portrait of the princess that Hector had left behind.
"Oh, no! It's Princess Lila," said the young knight in a panic. "Has she really been captured by that ghastly Brutio?"
Princess Lila was the king's daughter, and Timid Tim had been secretly in love with her for a long time. He sighed.
"Oh, I will never, ever have the courage to go and rescue her."
Chapter 2. Two Hares and a Claw. That night, Timid Tim had 3 nightmares about being poisoned, strangled, and stabbed by Brutio. The next morning, he decided to go and find the great wizard who lived at the top of the hill. He was a magician and might have a potion to make Tim brave. Tim arrived at the magician's house and knocked on the door. He pushed it open slowly. Suddenly, a wild animal came flying at him, roaring, "Meow!"
"Tiger Mist," shouted the wizard, "leave the young man alone."
Phew! Tiger Mist was just a cat. Tim had thought he was going to die. His heart was beating wildly, His teeth were chattering and his legs felt weak. The wizard said,
"Tiger Mist is very playful, but you look so nervous. Come in and tell me why you are here."
Timid Tim somehow managed to pull himself together. He groaned,
"Oh, I am such a bad knight. I have to save a princess, but I don't have enough courage or strength, and I'm not cunning. I will never be able to do it. I was wondering if you have a magic potion that can turn a scaredy cat into a hero."
The wizard replied,
"Sure, I have what you need. I have some very powerful magic objects."
The wizard opened a little chest and took out two long strands of hair and a claw. He explained,
"This is a hair from the mane of the lion with a thousand roars. It will give you endless courage. This is a whisker that belongs to the great golden fox, known for its intelligence. And finally, this is the claw of the great mountain bear. It will give you superhuman strength."
Timid Tim looked at the objects the wizard was showing him and thought,
"Strange magic potions."
The wizard put the hairs and the claw in a little leather purse and said,
"All you have to do is hold one of these objects in your hand and the magic will work. But be careful. When your mission is done, you must bring them straight back to me. They are my most precious possessions."
Tim was puzzled. He asked the wizard,
"All I have to do is squeeze the hair, the whisker or the claw in my hand? Are you sure that will work?"
Then he added, shaking,
"But isn't it a bit risky?"
The wizard replied,
"Young man, do you doubt my magic powers? Trust me, I have never failed. Isn't that right, Tiger Mist?"
The wizard's cat was sitting on a dusty old armchair. It gave a low meow that made Timid Tim jump. The boy realized that the wizard was his only hope of saving the princess and staying alive. He picked up the purse, thanked the wizard, and walked out of the house, keeping an eye on Tiger Mist. Chapter 3. Miracle. As soon as Tim got home, he took out the armor he had carefully hidden away and put it on. But when he saw himself in the mirror, he began to feel scared again. He started trembling so much that the whole kingdom could hear a noise that sounded like saucepans clattering against each other.
"This is madness," thought Tim.
Then he glanced at the portrait of Princess Lila that he had put on his bedside table.
"Oh, she is wonderful,"
he sighed, and he went to fetch his horse. Tim mounted his proud Destria and left the stables, feeling nervous. To get to horrible Brutio's castle, Tim had to go through the deep forest. When he got to the edge of the forest, he stopped. He knew that a fierce beast gobbled up anyone who ventured into that forest. He checked for the 153rd time that his leather purse was still attached to his armour. Then he continued into the forest as slowly and quietly as possible. Soon the brambles were so thick that he had to get off his horse to clear the path. Suddenly a terrifying beast, half dragon, half ogre, appeared out of nowhere, howling like a wolf. Tim thought his last hour had come. His teeth chattered as he undid his leather purse and grabbed a hair. It was the great golden fox's whisker. He held it in his hand and squeezed it hard. It was a miracle. Suddenly he thought of a cunning plan. Timid Tim picked some red berries that were growing on the ground in the forest and rubbed them on his face. When the ferocious beast was about to jump on him, Tim shouted,
"Beast, I beg you, take my life. I cannot bear this illness that is eating away at my face. These red spots are terribly itchy all day and all night, and they are very contagious. I give this illness to everyone I meet. I'm so unlucky."
When the beast heard what Tim said, he ran away as fast as his legs would carry him.
"It works!" Tim yelled excitedly. "That is powerful magic."
He had been so frightened that he still felt dazed and could hardly believe his eyes. The wizard had told the truth.
Chapter 4. Brutio.
Tim got back on his horse and carried on through the forest. He noticed that when animals saw him, they ran away. For once, he was the scary one. That was a strange feeling. He had never had it before. Vile Brutio's castle was on the other side of the forest. Timid Tim approached cautiously and watched. He could see around 20 guards, all armed to the teeth. Tim thought about the lessons at night school and all the times he had ended up on the ground after just 1 or 2 minutes of fighting. His friends did not want to fight with him because they complained they were not learning anything. But this time, it was not a lesson. It was a real battle. He would need superhuman strength to fight those guards and get inside the castle. Timid Tim thought about the fierce beast in the forest and the great golden fox's whisker. He decided to plunge his hand into the leather purse again. This time he pulled out the bear's claw. He squeezed it tightly and crept towards the guards.
"My poor Tim, you are crazy," he said to himself.
As soon as the guards spotted him, they hurried towards him, yelling,
"On guard, knight!"
Without thinking, Timid Tim threw himself into battle. It was a miracle. He leapt around all over the place. He could not believe how easy it felt. He dodged all the blows and knocked out one guard after another. Then he chased off the ones that were left. It was astonishing. Timid Tim could not get over his victory. But suddenly, there was Beastly Brutio. He was as big and strong as 2 men, and he had a scar on each cheek.
Brutio,
stammered Timid Tim. He could feel the panic returning.
"Let's hope the magic is still working," he said to himself.
Tim squeezed the bear claw in his hand again. Then something happened that was even stranger than the first time he had squeezed it. Timid Tim could feel a bear-like strength rising up inside him. He suddenly felt super strong and totally unbeatable. He let go of his sword, raised his 2 arms in the air and jumped on top of cruel Brutio, who fell backwards and had no time to defend himself.
Ah!
Timid Tim was crushing Brutio so hard that the huge beast could hardly breathe. Then Tim caught him by the neck and, in a flash, he flung him into the castle moat for a paddle. Stunned Brutio looked pitiful, sitting on his bottom in the water.
"It works!"
yelled Tim in astonishment, looking at the bear claw.
"That is powerful magic!"
Timid Tim stood up, feeling proud. All by himself, he had stopped 20 guards and Brutio from doing any more damage. That wizard was brilliant. Chapter 5. Worst Fear in the World. There was now nothing to stop Timid Tim from rescuing Princess Lila. He took off his helmet to straighten his hair and adjusted his armour that had been slightly dented. Then he proudly climbed the 352 steps to the top of the castle tower. When at last he arrived, he looked around. There was a heavy door and a key hanging on the wall next to it.
Too easy, thought Timid Tim.
He took the key, put it in the lock, and opened the door. And there was the princess. Suddenly, Tim was overcome by fear. But it was fear like he had never known before, the worst kind of fear. Neither the wild beast nor the unfriendly Brutio had made him feel as panicky as this magnificent, marvellous, extraordinary princess did. Timid Tim looked at her and shook from head to toe. Not a sound came out of his mouth. He was too much in love. He would need the kind of courage that moves mountains to declare his love to Princess Lila. Timid Tim thought about the lion with a thousand roars and the hare from its mane. It was the last magic object that the wizard had given him. He took hold of it in one hand and squeezed it hard with his eyes closed. It was a miracle! An avalanche of words of love came out of his mouth. They were the exact words that had been in his heart for a long time.
Princess, you are the light of my life, my sweetest dream. I was born to be with you.
The princess smiled and replied, Brave knight, I am not the kind of princess who falls in love with the first man who comes to her rescue. But you have proved that you are cunning, strong, and brave enough to save me. And your words of love seem so true that I can only love you back.
They hugged each other tight. It works, thought Timid Tim. He was over the moon. That is powerful magic.
Timid Tim and Princess Lila walked down the tower staircase hand in hand and hurried away from the sinister castle. Tim's heart was beating fast and his eyes were full of stars. He helped Lila up onto his faithful horse and took her back to the palace and her parents, the king and queen. Chapter 6 A True Knight. The next day, as promised, Timid Tim went back to the wizard's house to return his magic objects. He did not really want to give them up. He would have liked to keep them to make sure Princess Lila never found out what a pathetic knight he really was. But Timid Tim always kept his promises. He thanked the wizard for his help in accomplishing his mission and making him happy.
Here are the magic objects, said Timid Tim, handing the leather purse to the wizard.
The wizard opened the purse and took out the two hairs and the claw. Then he threw them in the bin.
Timid Tim stammered, But what are you doing?
The wizard said,
Ah, they're just Tiger Mist's hairs and one of his old claws. He loses them every day, and I spend all my time cleaning them up.
Timid Tim stared at him with his mouth open. The wizard went on,
You see, young knight, there never was any magic. The strength, courage, and cunning that you showed were already in you. I just helped you to believe in yourself. Next time you need any of those things, just remember what you accomplished yesterday. Magic, isn't it?
Timid Tim was stunned for several minutes. Had he really accomplished all those things on his own? He couldn't get over it. He mumbled,
So that means that I am...
I am a real knight.
Looks like it, replied the wizard.
Timid Tim left the house in a daze, but feeling proud of himself. A while later, all the knights and apprentice knights returned from their practice. They were feeling very strong and ready to fight a dragon. When they saw Timid Tim in the castle grounds, sitting in a field of daisies in good company, they burst out laughing.
Would you look at Timid Tim? Laughed one of his friends. Still taking it easy.
Another friend added scornfully.
Ha! You would not have lasted 2 seconds in one of our battles, scaredy cat.
Who are you talking about? Asked Princess Lila. You must have the wrong person. My sweetheart is Timid Tim, the knight.
He does not bother with pretend fights.
Young men, while you were enjoying yourselves, he came to save me from Brutio. My father, the king, acknowledged his strength and bravery and made him a knight of the realm.
Timid Tim, or to be more accurate, Timid Tim the knight, listened happily to his sweetheart's gentle words. There was so much joy in his heart that he felt like he was on cloud nine. The apprentice knights were speechless. They could not understand how such a thing had happened. But they took the opportunity to ask Timid Tim to show them how to use their swords. From then on, Timid Tim and Princess Lila declared their love for each other every day. Tim was the happiest young man and the bravest knight in the whole kingdom. The end.